Some of the best advice I ever received was from my mother, and she got it from her grandmother. And it's inch by inch, life's a cinch, yard by yard, life's hard. And this applies to almost everything. When people will ask me often, how do you write a book? Isn't that daunting to write 600 pages or however many? And the answer is that I don't write books. I write a page. And then I write another page, and I write another page. And then at some point, I have 600 of them, and I've got a book. And this is honestly how I do it. This is not a metaphor. I honestly don't think about writing a whole book because it's too big and too scary. And I can't say for how people generally crochet, but I know when my mom did needlepoint, she did one stitch and then she did another stitch and she did another stitch. And by the end of the day, she would have several hundred stitches or however many stitches. And then after that, she'll have several hundred more, and they would end up being a beautiful piece of art. Same with all the quilts she made. She would do one stitch and then another stitch and another stitch. And this is true for everything. I mean, you don't eat an entire meal in one bite. You know, you eat it bite by bite. And the same is true for destroying the monster that is killing the planet. You take it bite by bite. And we don't, you know, this is one reason that I think that one of the smartest things I ever did was my decision, which I've talked about before, to pay for gasoline, to pay environmentally for gasoline that I bought when I was in my 20s. And the story again is that the problems are so big, I knew everything was messed up, but I didn't know what to do because the problems are so huge. So I didn't do anything. And for years I didn't do anything because, oh, it's too big, what can I do? And then I realized I wasn't paying enough for gas to cover the environmental and social costs. So for every dollar I spent on gas, I was going to either give a dollar to a local environmental organization, but I didn't have any money, so I would pay myself $5 an hour to do activism. That's how I got started as an activist. And it's because that's doable. I spend 10 bucks on gas, I do 2 hours of work. That's doable. As opposed to, how do I stop the culture? That's not doable. You can't. But what you can do is you can do this thing, and this thing, and this thing. And that's honestly how I perceive relationships too, that relationships are, sure, there is this additional magic that occurs, but for the most part, relationships are what happens day by day and minute by minute that adds up to something more, just like the page by page adds up to something more. But I'm not doing the something more. It's like, here is an exchange. I don't normally talk about old relationships, but here's an exchange that I had in a relationship many, many years ago, decades ago, where we were not doing very well day by day. And the other person said, well, the reason that I'm always picking fights is because we don't have a commitment to be together forever. And my response was, I don't know how we can make a commitment to be together forever when we're not actually having a good time today. And for me, at least, I mean, maybe there are other people who are different, but for me, at least, you have to be having the core of a relationship is what you do right now, and then right now, and then right now, and then right now. That's any relationship, not just a romantic relationship. That's how friendships work. And if you're not being friends in the moment, and sure, there are down times and there are difficult times. I'm not saying that. The same thing happens with my mom might do. This would happen with her needlepoint, that she does several days worth of work. And then she realizes she made a mistake 4 days ago, and she has to take out all of that and go back and redo it. I'm not saying it's always easy. I get stuck writing, but that doesn't alter the fact that, yes, and you stick through hard times. that's part of the inch by inch, is when you run into that hard time, then let's deal with this hard time moment by moment, inch by inch. We're not going to deal with the whole huge thing. We're going to deal with right now, and we're going to build up. How do they build the pyramids block by block? How do we help restore the earth river by river, acre by acre, place by place?